lack or require from his perspective. So with that said, I'll let the clerk give you a little bit more formal information on the process.
All persons who wish to speak or receive notice of the hearing body's decision and or recommendation must fill out a public representation form and submit it to me as soon as possible. Copies can be found at the registration table at the top of the stairs. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, the process the committee will follow is the applicant will be heard first, followed by those in support of the application. Next, those registered in opposition are heard, followed by those registered for information. Finally, the applicant may return if he or she so desires to speak in rebuttal. Please note that when your name is called, it is your opportunity to speak. However, you are not obligated to do so. Item 1 is an application for subdivision rezoning for 1139 St. Anne's Road under file DASZ 1 of 2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will be heard at the same time, namely, Item 2, which is an application for variance at 1139 St. Anne's Road under file DAV 101-61/2012D. I'd like to call the applicant forward.
That is Cameron Doby, I believe. Cam, there's only one person here for information. I don't know if you want to get into any detail. Perhaps it might be wiser to do this in rebuttal after you hear what the other person wants. Do you have any concerns on the report?
No. And I've had extensive conversations with Robert and with the individual that's here for information as well. So, if Peter would like to, he can come up and say his, express any concerns or any questions, things like that, then I can formally rebut to them.
Councillor Mays, are you fine with that?
Unless you have questions for me at the moment.
One question, just I may have overlooked it here. Is this 55 plus, or this is
no?
No, it's
no.
Okay.
And I guess one other comment I should make on the report: it makes note to doing 20 units, we're doing blocks of four.
Yeah.
But we're actually looking at doing after further working with the zoning officer, we can actually fit 7 blocks of four, so 28 units on the site, which is still fairly low density considering we're going to RMS, and that's actually, for that square footage, we can get up to 64 units, I think it was, 62.
That's real low.
So we're only doing, we're only going to do 28.
Yep.
So.
Okay, if you just want to just stand aside there briefly, we'll get Peter down. You can just sit on the bench behind there, Cam. Peter, you can come forward and speak. You don't have to. Peter Fuchs, I believe it is.
I'm Peter Fuchs. I'm with the River Park Terrace, which is the condominium, Winnipeg condominium 513, immediately south of 1139. So we're kind of the affected driveway, if you would. So the cross-access agreement that is being proposed to us, I think we're in discussion, and I think the response and the cooperation that we've had with CAM and ourselves, I think it's moving along well, and I think that Eric is really most certainly instrumental in bringing the two parties together. You have to sort of understand we were the first condominium in this parcel of 1, 2, 3, and 4. It's been 5 years. We've had numerous owners, developers come in. Some went under the existing one. This is aside from the Dobie application, but the builder that's in 2, 3, and 4, finally he's got some buildings going up. But it's been very painful for us. We've got some elderly folks living with us, so our driveway is kind of the common access for everyone. That being said, when we settled with the builder, we took the $26,000 to pave the property out of our settlement, and now we find out that we don't own the driveway. So we've paid for that first section of property to be paved so that our residents and owners can come and leave and go to work and go to watch their kids and all that. But we're really driving on somebody else's driveway that we've maintained, that we've patched and we've repaired. Remember, we will have close to 100 units using our portion of the driveway, and yet the closer you get to the river, obviously you're going to have far less of a drive path. Those first people are going to come all the way by everybody else, but I'm not going to ever drive down to the river. So those are the things that I think we're going to work on in terms of either getting some form of official cross-access agreement, a maintenance agreement, snow removal, and I use the word spirit of cooperation. I think that we'd like to have some closure, and I think by the Dolby people coming in, it's finally going to put us either like out of our misery once and for all. It's a nice piece of land. I'd love to see it developed. I'd love to be able to walk the river and not have to walk through mud and whatever else, construction. And it's a hazard. It really is with all the equipment that's there and has been now. So for 5 years, we've had this painful process, whereas originally everybody sells their home, moves into a condo, and you think in the first year you have what you want. Well, for us, it's been 5 years. So I did have brown hair when I started this. Anyway, that being said, when I ticked off for information purposes, not knowing whether I was for or against, I was hoping that Todd Niblock from the realty or from the realtor's side would give us, but I think Eric has put it in perspective, and I think that Cam and I think can work towards something that would work out to the satisfaction of all. So that's my information, I think, at this time. Once I've spoken with Cam, I mean, I want to be on the record as being for it, but I haven't heard what Cam said, so I'm sort of in the middle here. Can I?
Is he gets the chance to come up and rebuttal and speak to that at the end. And I've actually made a mistake. We had another one here in support, and I think Mr. Bogan's just here in support. He doesn't need to speak. There might be one more person to speak. But
okay.
He'll rebut. He'll speak back to what you say after.
Good.
But before that happens, I don't know, Councillor Mays, do you have any questions?
No, more the issue of the cross-access has certainly been raised, and Mr. Kostiak's very much on top of that from the city perspective,
In terms of back and forth, I've been sort of CC'd on a lot of the emails, and it's unfortunate at the time of the sale at Parcel 2, which was going to be the other half of our building, the driveway was linked to them, so when Phase 2 was sold, he got the driveway. So for 4 years, we assumed we owned our own driveway, and now we find out we don't own it, but we paved it. So, okay. It's, you know, and we did go to a special levy, and some of those people, when we come up with, we had to spend $300,000 just to take our stucco off. That's how bad it was. So first year of moving in, we spent $300,000 in stucco removal, $26,000 in driveway, and $25,000 in landscaping, and all came out of the pockets of the residents. And we ended up with a $12,000-plus special levy for 24 units to make it work. So a little tough to be part of a board that you have your annual meeting or you have your special meetings and you give them this notice of special assessment. I wasn't popular, believe me, but on the other side of it, we needed some kind of closure for that, and so we moved ahead. So anything else for me?
Okay, that's good, Peter.
Good, thank you.
Okay. Eric, just before he comes up, I just want to make sure you're registered here. I didn't call you down, but you're just here in support. But you got to come down and do it there. So just we're doing things a little bit out of order in that we have support in behind the for information. But we can make this work.
Hi, this is Eric Bogan. I do want to say that we owned 1139 St. Anne's Road for a long time. We've run a sewer down at the river there for draining the east portion of River Park South through that property. And one thing we had made sure of when we owned it and when St. Anne's was redone, that we retained our original and private access to our property from St. Anne's, because I was worried about the situation of the condo project next door and all the possibilities there. This project, with Dobie's buying it, contemplates that access not being needed because of the cooperation coming from the project next door and the spirit that the Dobie's are presenting, in that all the condo corporations within that one entrance would work in harmony and work as one. So that usually means good agreements, but we're hoping that that happens. That's all really I got to contribute, just so you can picture where we were with it.
Okay.
Any questions?
Nope. Nobody else here on this matter?
I see one about to walk in, but he's also in support, so.
Well.
Hello.
Okay. Okay, Kelly, you're here in support. Do you want to just be in support, or did you want to speak as well? Okay, very good. Okay, is there anybody else here on this matter that has not been called? Okay, seeing none. Cam, it's your opportunity just to speak in closing. There's not much to rebut. Just some commentary maybe on the cross-access agreement?
No, yes. So I think in the spirit of the development that we're trying to do and the existing developments that are there, this common sharing of the driveway and you know, closing off another access point off of St. Anne's overall is a good thing just for this, you know, this micro area of St. Anne's. And now being able to have a few more shared costs associated with the maintenance of this driveway, because it is the responsibility of you know, all the condo owners that are going to be utilizing it, can, you know, so further exist in some of Peter's concerns, especially his concentrated portion of the driveway, because I know they've put a lot of money into that and they have a certain standard associated with that, and now it's going to be shared with you know, one or two more of these new future blocks. So now they're going to be able to share sort of the expenses associated with maintaining it, snow removal, all of those types of things. So overall, I think that becomes a fairly strong feature of the overall development. And just completion of it from all people's standpoint of this development for someone like Peter, like you have expressed, he's been through this for about 4 years, and you know, for me, I'm only about 6 months new to the project, but still I can imagine the frustration that he's had. But to see the closure and sort of consistency for this whole little area you know, being completed, looking nice, not having to worry about mud and other things tracking into their units and, you know, construction equipment out of their lives sooner than later is a pretty good thing.
No? Okay, Cam, thank you very much.
No problem.
Are you ready to proceed, Councillor?
Yes. So I will move. I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those. This is on the subdivision rezoning. All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.